Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking about setting the tone, FIU football. You know, we've had Coach Mack on. We've kind of dissected the recruiting class. You know, there's a lot of optimism surrounding the program. They get started at the end of March in spring football. Eric Henry, who's always on top of FIU, also a lot of other things. He's always kind enough to join us, break down things. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. I think you were at hockey last I saw.
Yeah, I was at the hockey game. I actually tried to make my way back home. As I said to Danny on the break, I broke my key off in the lock in my house. I'm standing outside, so hopefully the background noise isn't too loud as I'm waiting on a locksmith.
Wow. Yeah, well, I appreciate you splitting time between the lightning and us. But obviously, you know, I've had an opportunity, you know, having Coach Mack on, Coach McIntyre, you know, talking to a lot of the kids down there, seeing a lot of them, knowing that this recruiting class is as good as you're going to get. You know, you and I talked about it, but kind of put a cap on what has been really, really an eventful off season for this program.
Yeah, Blue, the last time we talked about the fact that they did really well in recruiting in South Florida. And when you talk about the star recruit in Kewon Jenkins and you go down the list, whether it's Jamari Holloman or Luby Maurice, they did really well in the Tri-County area. But where they're able to follow up with that in the period leading up to National Signing Day, of course, in you know, beginning of this month, was getting a lot of transfers, Blue. They signed the Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year, in the term Elijah Anderson Taylor, a good linebacker to fill the hole, boarded by Gason Bernadell, who, of course, you know, a local kid, went to Stanford after hitting the transfer portal. They signed JoJo Evans, a local kid from Palm Beach, who made his way to Marshall and then Kent State. He's going to step in and fill the role filled by that was left by Dorian Hall. So just hitting the transfer portal really hard, getting a good tight end in Christian Pedersen, a former three-star recruit who began his career with Louisville. So in my mind, I think that was really the icing on the cake for this recruiting class, and it's a recruiting class that landed them, as Mike McIntyre said when he was on with you a couple weeks ago, number one in all of Conference USA by On3 and number three in all of Conference USA by 247. So all in all, a really solid recruiting class, especially Blue, for a program that has a lot of players returning.
Well, you know, and also, Eric, when you take a look at it, that means a lot to these kids. I mean, people don't understand, especially in FIU situation, anything positive like this. And to have a top-tier class and to also have an opportunity to get some good transfers in, it makes such a difference because, as you said, the landscape of this program can really change in just a year, especially now with the portal, especially now with kids coming back who may have left the South Florida area and said, you know what, I'd much rather play at home. They've got a challenging schedule. They've got an opportunity, you know, to play against some really, really good teams. You know, I look at, you know, I always use the Vanderbilt analogy is who wouldn't want to go to Vanderbilt? You play the toughest schedule in the country. You know, I mean, and you're in Nashville. So that's why I'm saying you're in Miami. You're getting an opportunity to play some really, really good teams. You'll see in the upcoming draft that a lot of the teams in the conference last year and the upcoming year are going to go. And that speaks volumes for the you know, the entire program, and you know, we're going to have the coaching staff on during the off season, and they're, you know, they love coming on the show because of the fact that they get that chance to kind of sell what they have going on, and everybody's got to like that. Coming into the spring, and the spring's still about a month away, I guess, or you know, I mean, some of the programs are starting early. They're starting, it looks like, the end of March. What are the things that you think that this spring will be all about? And we'll have you on before spring, but just in the distance a little bit, what do you think that, other than introducing everybody to one another?
Oh, Blue, no doubt about it. The biggest thing this spring is going to be the quarterback competition. You talked about, and you hit on a lot of great points as far as getting a chance to build off of this recruiting class. And really, there's no excuse now, right? Because when I came on your show this time last year, a lot of the questions were, well, they've lost so many kids. They're, you know, Butch Davis is now gone. Where does the program go? The fact that they're returning, as I said, over 75% of their returning production, and you get that top class in Conference USA, now the expectation is, okay, this spring should be the launching pad into what should be a bowl season. But to answer your question, it's undoubtedly the quarterback competition. Grayson James, the three-star recruit out of Duncanville, Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, undoubtedly did enough last year to walk into spring as the QB1. But that doesn't mean that it won't be a competition, Blue. You have Kewan Jenkins, as we talked about. You have Hayden Carlson, a former three-star recruit, son of former NFL quarterback Jeff Carlson. You got the start against Middle Tennessee State, the final game of the year, and had a nice little game, threw four touchdowns and over 400 yards. So that's going to be the biggest storyline. And follow that, you definitely got to take a look at the offensive line. Guys like John Bach, of course, local kid, you know, how are they going to develop? You know, the offensive line was a struggle last year. So a lot of the younger kids who maybe, you know, were getting their first test of FBS football, with a full year under their belt, can they develop into a formidable offensive line in Conference USA? Those are the two things I'm looking for, undoubtedly.
Good stuff. Eric, I appreciate you as always. Like I said, we'll have you on before spring, kind of delve back into this just a little bit. My best for you to find your key or fix your key or something like that. Hate to be outside all night. Again, let everybody know how they can follow you. You have a lot of different forums as far as social media and also your website.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at @EricCHenry_. And last but not least, you can follow all my FIU and Conference USA coverage at Underdog Dynasty. That's SB Nation's home for Group of Five football coverage.
Good stuff. Eric, I can't thank you enough. Again, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Blue, anytime.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, as he always does, brings it strong. I mean, I love talking FIU football with him. Very knowledgeable, immersed in the program, has a great time. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Tuesday evening. New head coach at the University of West Florida, Caleb Nobles, is on deck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.